When you think about technical training in the world of bass fishing, of course, you know, you think about Bassmaster University, but this year, no Bassmaster University. So a couple of guys from Alabama decided, hey, I think we can put something together that will be really good. And with me is Chuck Medley, an FLW Tour Pro, plus a guy that knows a little bit about maybe tactical training and some of that kind of stuff, and also Randy Howell. And Randy, you're going to be one of the guys that teach this. But one thing, I guess, Chuck, I'm going to start with you, is the, you know, the ability to be able to give people training in a very, very detailed methodology, that's something you do every day.
Well, that's right, Terry. Wartech Incorporated is a company that I work for when I'm not fishing, and we're primarily a training company. We train law enforcement, security, military, other government agencies, so we're a training organization. We have a training facility, and we also have a great interest in the outdoors. So when we saw that Bassmaster had dropped their program, we thought, well, hey, this would be a great opportunity for us to link up with Randy and provide something that we're very interested in, that we think that there are a lot of customers out there who would be interested in as well.
Well, you've got a camp that's pretty neat. You're going to be able to have some absolutely phenomenal accommodations, and you're going to be right on the Tensaw River.
That's right. We're located just outside of Mobile in an area called Stapleton, Alabama. We're about 11 miles from the Tensaw River. That's where the Grand Series Championship is going to be this year, by the way. So that's a good location for us to conduct a tournament. We're going to conduct a tournament on Saturday after 2 days of instruction, Thursday and Friday.
One thing for sure is that, you know, you're going to be kind of the guy that keeps Chuck in order, you know, and allows him to be able to do the training. But Chuck, you know, you've got one of those backgrounds that not only from a military background and a training background, but you're also an FLW pro.
Yeah, that's right, Terry. I come to this thing kind of in an untraditional way. You know, clearly the way you would like to enter the professional fishing ranks is by building a long-term career, and maybe the BFLs and the Strand Series or on the BASS side, the weekend series and the opens. But when a lot of guys were doing that, I was in places like Iraq and Germany and Korea and the National Training Center out in California. So I'm a little bit older than some of those guys, but we do have a lot of experience in training. And I am fishing FLW this year, so Randy and I together, I think we'll be able to put them on a really good show, and I think guys will have a good time as well.
Well, Randy, I guess I'm going to switch to you. You know, you look at your career, and, you know, you're still a young man and with a young family, and you're out there fishing the Elite Series and have had great success. I remember a major win, I think the first one that they ever had, you won that tournament. So what you bring to the table, you're going to be able to bring some things to these guys that come to this event, and I think there are going to be some things they're going to learn a ton.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I was really glad when Chuck called me up and emailed me and asked me if I wanted to be a part of this deal, because this is a unique type seminar. You know, the Bass Universities that we've done with BASS over the years, I've been doing them for about 10 years, and then this year when they decided to revamp that and probably bring it back next year is what I've heard, to make it a little better. I was disappointed to hear that, but at the same time, when Chuck and Alabama Wartech put this whole university thing together and invited me to be a part of it, I knew this would be unique, because not just a quick in and out, you know, 50-minute seminar, and then you know, run out, eat lunch, come back, do another one, and then you jump on a plane and go somewhere else. This is going to be a full, you know, 2 days where we're going to hang out with the guys and teach them anywhere from anything they want to know, fishing, every technique, all the secrets that, you know, we learn every year, all the little tweaks and details to help us make a living, plus all the ins and outs of sponsorships and how to handle yourself and, you know, with media. And I'm going to try to just tell everything that I've learned, and because I learn a lot every year. By no means do I know everything. So teach them about reading the rules thoroughly in their tournament, so they won't have any DQs or anything and things like that. So I'm excited to be a part of it. Should be fun, because, you know, we're going to be right down there close to not far from the beach. So you can come down there and have a good time, bring your family down there and let them go around and shop and go to the beach and do some fun stuff around Mobile and sightsee while we talk and teach fishing.
Hey, I tell you what, Terry, too, we're going to catch Randy at a great time right here before he fishes the Bassmaster Classic. So what a unique opportunity to get some insight from a guy right before he fishes the Classic, and I'm sure he'll share some of that preparation and thought process with us as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've got a whole line of new baits and stuff that Berkeley's sending us every day for testing for baits for the Classic that won't come out on the market until probably next May or June, and then I've got a new shaky head. The finesse fishing is a big craze right now. We're going to do a lot of finesse techniques and talk about the shaky head a lot, and I've got a new shaky head that I designed for a lunker lure and hog collar that's different than any other one, and it's getting ready to hit the market. That'll probably be the first place I show it there, and along with the shaky head worm that Berkeley's got out, the gulp worm, and we're actually going to have a big, how big is that swimming pool you got down there, Chuck? It's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. We have a nice size swimming pool. We're going to be able to demonstrate techniques, and we're encouraging guys to bring their equipment with them, certainly if they want to fish the tournament, but even if they don't, you know, bring a rod and reel with you. We're going to let Randy demonstrate some flipping and fishing techniques, some finesse fishing, you know, exactly how does that drop shot work, and guys will be able to actually get in there in the pool and practice and observe the baits once we make a modification, how does the bait change, and those type of things.
Well, you talked about the tournament briefly. Let's go into that a little bit. Not only are you going to be able to get the application and see, hey, you know, this is how Randy teaches it and Chuck teaches it, but then at the end of the event, you guys are going to have a tournament for them.
That's right. We're going to pay back some tuition costs for the guys that win that, both on the boater and the non-boater side. So we're asking guys to bring their boats if you want to fish on Saturday. We're only about 11 miles from the lake where we're going to be doing the training, and we're going to have a nice barbecue after the tournament, give away some trophies and some checks. We're located right on the coast. Some of the best seafood in the world is located down there. We're going to have some of that for the guys, too. We're just going to saturate them in fishing. Hopefully they'll go home a little sharper than they came, and have a really good time in the process.
You know, Terry, that's how Chuck got me to come down there, was talking about the seafood, because I love to eat seafood, and he said, we'll give you all the seafood you want if you come on down. So I said, all right, I canceled a couple other boat shows and come on down there.
Well, that's exactly where I was going. I'm going to come down, I think, you know, to get the training would be great, but come down and get that seafood. Man, you start thinking about shrimp and crab legs, and I'm ready to go right now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, come on down, Terry. We'll be glad to feed you.
Let's shift gears a little bit if we can and get the details, Chuck, if you would, about how to get a hold of you and what the costs are and some of those kind of things.
Okay, Terry. Again, the dates are January 25th through the 27th. The first 2 days are instruction, and Saturday the 27th is the tournament. You can contact us several different ways. One is on the website at alwartac.com. That's alwartac.com. Or 1-866-4-WARTAC is our toll-free number. But if anybody is interested in coming and money's a little tight, just give me a call and I'll hold your spot. As long as you pay me by, you know, January the 15th, we'll hold the spot for you. We have packages that start at $385 all the way up to $515, which includes all meals and lodging. Everything is well taken care of. We're going to make sure that they have first-class meals. Lunch will be served at the facility every day, and breakfast, and in the evenings, like we talked about, we're going to have barbecues and seafood. And they can call me direct at 256-457-5002, and I'll be glad to hold the spot for them, and looking forward to having a good time.
Well, you're getting people from all over the country, and part of the process of having great training is folks want to learn. You know, one of the neat things that Randy brings to the table is he fishes all over the country. It's not just fishing in one state or one type of body of water, and he can convey that type of information, I'm sure, pretty readily.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that, because it's all about, you know, versatility now on the tours with the Elite Series. I mean, we're all over the country, you know, literally from the tip of New York to the tip of California next year. So we've got a lot of new stuff every year that we're learning, and I'm going to be telling everybody all about it and just pretty much spill our guts. No secrets. Anymore, you know, with all the websites out there now, you know, telling the information, you know, we're going to give it all firsthand right there in person. And one thing, Chuck, too, I mentioned too, you may know I've had a few people, you know, email about it and ask if at the last minute one of their buddies wants to come along with them, they can sign up in person without any late fee, can't they?
Oh, that's right, Randy. We've had folks call in from Wisconsin and Texas, and I had a young lady call in last night from South Carolina, so I don't want to leave the ladies out either. That fish on the other end of the line doesn't know who's holding the rod, so we've got accommodations for both men and women, and just give me a call and I'll hold your spot. We're taking 100 participants in this first one. We'd like to get together with Randy later in the fall and hopefully do another one, but we're taking up to the first, you know, the first 100 folks who register is what we're going to take in this one.
Well, guys, you know, I tell you, I think you've dialed it perfectly. You guys were quick at the jump of the gun here when Bassmaster, of course, you know, put the delay into their Bassmaster universities. And I think, folks, if you get an opportunity, you need to go to this thing. This is going to be something where it's going to be one-on-one training, and you're not talking about it. And, Randy, I think you did a great job of explaining it. It's not about an hour. It's about two full days and then a tournament on top of it. So a great opportunity for you to come out and be part of this. And, again, all you have to do is call WARTAC, or email them at the email address that was given earlier. So, guys, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate you having us. And y'all come on and see us. We're going to catch some fish next year.
Thanks,
Chuck. Thanks for having us, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.